Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
To reflect somewhat, we like to do this. This is the portion of each hour where there is a musical focus, and we haven't done a top five list for a while. So let's go back to this week, the first week of 1982, when the top five songs were really all of them good pop songs, in my estimation, starting with a tune that was at number five, Rod Stewart. This song never had, I always thought it was called Young Hearts for some reason or other, but it's actually Young Turks. So crank it up, Richie, a bit, will you? Good guitar action.
Happiness was found in each other's arms.
Good show. This guy puts out a good show, I'm told. I've never seen it.
Billy Pierce, his ears drove a pickup like a lunatic.
Gotta see Van Morrison Week for Friday, Richie.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
Get real tickets this time?
I did. I got real tickets. Yep. Thank
what are,
you very
what
much.
Are real tickets?
Doug bought tickets for a
last time I saw them, they were
and they were cool. Counterfeit.
Yeah,
right. Paid $600 a piece for them.
Oh, Doug.
I paid $600 for the two of them, but still, I had to stand up. All right, number four.
They let him in.
Yeah, they let me in anyway. Number four this week, 1982, Hall & Oates. Good, good, good. I can't go for that. Songs were popular. What
I
are you
can
doing
tell you
with
exactly
your life?
What I was doing. They came and performed at my high school because our high school spent more time and wrote more little pieces of paper that said carefree sugarless gum.
Yeah.
And I told you this story, and we thought we were getting Billy Idol, and we got Hall & Oates, but they were great.
They're good. Yep, they're
fun.
Good.
Fun.
Good entertainers.
1982.
A lot of people like Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were in the number three position this week, 1982. Not one of their best songs, but still a good pop song.
Good
Let's
stuff.
Groove.
Great.
They're out and about now, a lot of touring.
Oh, I've seen them 3-4 times.
Yeah,
they were great, great, great.
Some of this stuff is markedly better than others. But they know how to compose a song and put lots of instrumentation with it. They're a good band. All right, number two, speaking of good bands, Foreigner. This is a great song. I think often, my father actually used to say this to me when he heard, when I was still a disc jockey, and I would talk about how great the music was of the era. I was a jock in the mid-60s to mid-70s. And, you know, most adults thought that music was really bad. So I think about myself at this age of my life, thinking how much I like, and there's something wrong with me. Am I supposed to like the music from the 40s or something? Because that's what my father liked.
Well, you like what you know.
I like, well, I
and
think
it's funny,
this is
as we grow stuff. Up, you know, we think of Hendrix almost now as light rock.
Nah, I don't think of him that way. I never liked Hendrix.
It's,
but you did.
You've listened to it for so long.
Oh, yeah. It becomes part of what is easier to listen to.
It's not edgy anymore, you know. It's just.
Right. Yeah. All right. So anyway, Foreigner is number two. During this week in 1982, so that brings us around to number one.
Let's get physical.
She demonstrated, almost could have been the poster girl for pop music, Olivia Newton-John, and one of her, I don't know how many, Kenny, she had 4, 5, 6 number one songs, another dozen that charted, right, over her career?
Oh, sure.
Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Maybe more than that. But I know she had 4 or 5 number one
tunes.
There's
going to be a live broadcast of Grease.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
One of those NBC thingamabobbers, I think.
It's actually on Fox.
On Fox,
yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And Juliana Huff is going to play her part.
As opposed to Juliana McFadden, who will not probably be in the show.
She will not.
Someday.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she is. There's nothing else. She'll be great theater, that kid.
My daughter? Oh, yeah. She's great theater now.
Yeah, she is. All right, so top five songs, 1982, Rod Stewart. Young Turks, number five, Hall & Oates, I Can't Go For That, number four, Earth, Wind & Fire, Let's Groove, number three, Foreigner, Waiting For A Girl Like You, number two, and number one, Olivia, and Let's Get Physical, 28 after, on Good Day.
Let's get physical,
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, are you a slave to the clock? Well, certain times of day, usually without your conscious knowledge, exert more of an influence on you than other times. Here's the social science of it. Humans plan their daily schedule around the top or bottom of the hour. Meetings, meals, phone calls, even the daily commute tend to be scheduled on the hour or the half hour. What's the cheap psychological trick? You gotta buck this trend. Commuting? Pick an odd time between the hour and half hour. That way you'll be slightly behind or slightly ahead the big hourly or half hourly commute push. Or schedule a meeting for 11:06. People will certainly remember the time. Also, make phone calls at an odd time. That's usually when people are finishing up their calls and you'll minimize phone tag. Got a time management tip? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As more and more of us discover the green imperative, emerging markets like China are going to need help to get on board too. In 1 year alone, China consumed more coal than America, Russia, and India combined. And get this, China's opening up new coal power plants every 4 to 7 days now. And here's the rub. Coal-burning power plants account for the deaths of more than 400,000 Chinese each year. And their acid rain also covers Korea, Japan, and us via the Pacific Ocean, inflaming ozone levels along America's west coast. While we here cut greenhouse gas emissions, we're showing China the benefits of increasingly responsible behavior. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.